Societal sculptures fade away like water paint on a lean canvas. The mixture of colors makes me anxious, but I swear, I know what...
The spoken word poetry encompasses elements of jazz, rock, blues, rap, hip-hop, theater, and folk music. The history of this art form includes its cultural significance as part of the African and African-American oral tradition.
Hunger, and sometimes I question why the only way to feed the beast is fight violence with more violence.
This is how we can share and bond with people that are that of all races, of all backgrounds, and bring them into the world of that African-American oral tradition.
Paul B. Allen IV, Director of Communications for Benson Theater, says that even though this is only the second time the Benson Theater is having the Red Velvet Curtain open mic for the spoken word poet, it is just an extension of the long-running commitment to the spoken word poetry scene that has been supported in Omaha. It started years back with the Verbal Gumbo out the now-closed club, the House of Loom.
When the House of Loom was open, the owners of House of Loom approached Felicia Webster and Michelle Troxclair. Those are the two names that began all this. It was a monthly poetry event, and it was known for having several different kinds of styles. It was a home for all the poets. It was a place where relationships were made, and the ability to get on the microphone was nurtured. A lot of poets around town were able to get up in front of these crowds and hone their craft.
At the House of Loom, the crowds in Omaha respected the mic. When people got up on stage, everybody quieted down and always showed support. Verbal Gumbo had to shout down when the House of Loom closed its doors. The godmother of the spoken word and host of the Verbal Gumbo, Felicia Webster, moved to Philadelphia. And co-host Michelle Troxler became the executive director of the Benson Theater. The reunion of Verbal Gumbo was on its way.
Verbal Gumbo event that happened last month, they flew Felicia in to host this again with Michelle. Brought back everybody who used to go to the old Verbal Gumbos and had a room. It was our first Benson Theater's first sold-out event.
Breath like dollar bills while tossing I love you like loose change and receipt paper. I don't need that. You see, I am a man.
At the Verbal Gumbo reunion last month, the Red Velvet Carpet open mic began with a ceremony. Webster and Troxclair passed the microphones to fellow artists and new hosts, Sedika Poindexter and Philip Baldwin. Every third Thursday of the month, Poindexter and Baldwin welcome poets, rappers, storytellers, comedians, lyricists, vocalists, musicians, and yes, spoken word artists to the historic, newly renovated Benson Theater.
Verbal Gumbo will now switch to an annual event, so every year now.
This Thursday, doors open at 7 p.m., and the first performer goes up on stage at 8. The open mic ends at 11 p.m. with an intermission. Allen says that the Red Velvet Curtain open mic is geared to adult audiences, and anyone can come up and grab the microphone.
Benson Theater wants to be a purveyor of all of the arts, and they want to provide a stage and an opportunity for the community to be able to come and speak.
A camera, memories to match, but no bodies to be found, because they still walk the earth today, you see.
For more information on the Red Velvet Curtain open mic, visit BensonTheater.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.